They're calling it the Miami Miracle, but I think the New England no-no might be more accurate. The New England Patriots had the Miami Dolphins pretty much where they wanted them, leading by 5 points yesterday with just 16 seconds to go in the game, and that much time away from clinching the franchise's 10th straight AFC East title, which would have set a new NFL record. But then, the improbable happened. The Dolphins, out of timeouts, didn't go for the Hail Mary into the end zone because it would have been a 70-yard throw that quarterback Ryan Tannehill couldn't make, so instead he threw the ball just 14 yards over the middle to Kenny Stills. But Patriots defensive back Jonathan Jones went for the ball. That's the no-no. Trying to swat it away or intercept it instead of just lining up Stills for a tackle and then running out the clock once he did. But that set the chain of events that followed in motion, like one of those dreams where you're being chased by a monster and can only move in slow motion in attempts to escape. Stills had time to lateral the ball to Devontae Parker, and then the sandlot play continued with a lateral to Kenyon Drake. And all of a sudden, he was making a move to shake one defender. He got a key block from a teammate, and then he was at the Patriots' 20 and streaking down the sideline with just one player between him and a game-winning touchdown, and that was Rob Gronkowski, who stumbled as he made his move towards Drake. That was more than enough for the speedy Drake to blow right by Gronk into the end zone for a 34-33 Dolphins win and a mob celebration in the corner of the end zone, the entire Miami team piling on top of each other like they had just won the Super Bowl. Now, none of this would have been an issue, by the way, if not for an unusual off day for kicker Steven Gostkowski of the Patriots, who missed a very makeable field goal and an extra point earlier in the game, which would have given the Pats a 9-point lead instead of a 5-point one, rendering the desperation lateral follies moot. But hey, that's all part of the game. To add insult to injury, former Patriot Brandon Bolden ran for 2 touchdowns against his old team in the win, which will have many Miamians in the future claiming they were there to see it, even if they were not. Now, the New York Giants probably won't make the playoffs this year, but they sure made Washington sure that they won't either, trouncing their interdivision rivals 40-16 yesterday, with Saquon Barkley rushing for an astonishing 170 yards on the day. The Giants built up a 40-0 lead by the third quarter, causing a mass exodus by Washington fans who saw their squad drop to 6-7 on a season that started with promise but will end with nothing more than a playoff no-show and the same racist team name. To the NHL, and the Boston Bruins got a 2-1 overtime win against the Senators in Ottawa yesterday on a goal by defenseman Torrey Krug, who one-timed a beautiful cross-ice pass from David Krejci into the net after Krejci had circled around the back of the net in overtime. Tuukka Rask got the win in net for Boston. Brad Marchand scored in regulation for the Bruins, their winners of 2 in a row now after losing 3 straight. The Montreal Canadiens were winners as well, 3-2 over the Chicago Blackhawks. Thomas Tatar scored the game winner off a deflection with just over a minute left in regulation. Berks Ski Academy alum Michaela Schifrin picked up her second win in as many days on Sunday, taking the parallel slalom in St. Moritz, Switzerland. She beat Slovakian rival Petra Volva by 0.11 seconds in the final yesterday. And on Saturday, Schifrin captured first place in the Super G as well, padding her lead in Women's Alpine World Cup standings. Finally, congratulations to Lee Smith, elected to baseball's Hall of Fame yesterday, the one-time Red Sox closer who pitched for many other teams as well, and his third all-time in career saves. But the shocker joining him in Cooperstown, former White Sox outfielder and DH Harold Baines, who played 21 seasons, mostly in Chicago, and amassed 2,866 hits, but did not have the kind of advanced statistical numbers that put him anywhere near the careers of many other players of his era who did not make it into the Hall, including one Steve Garvey. And good luck winning an argument saying Baines was a better player than him.